new mentoring program was launched today to support women of color in leadership positions in the media industry. The program, created by Media Diversity Australia and supported by the Crescent Foundation, is a step to bring more diversity in the media industry, where only 28% of leadership roles are done by women, and all of them with an Anglo-Celtic background. I ask CEO of Media Diversity Australia, Marianne Besaide, to explain more about the program.
The mentorship program has been made possible with the support of Crescent Foundation, who generously sponsored the mentorships. And we are working with universities as well, so University of Melbourne and Monash University. And we hope that this will be like a pilot program that we can roll out more broadly. But the intention is, in all the work that we've done over the years and what our research shows us, is it's one thing to offer opportunities at an entry level to journalists coming out of university. But what we're finding is that when you move up into the leadership ranks, that sort of diversity of representation is simply not there. And so what we're trying to do is not just open entry level doors, so to speak, for young people, but actually offer a mentorship program that is targeted at mid-career journalists who have leadership aspirations. And it's about then assisting them to get basically a seat at the decision-making table.
What motivated MDA to develop this mentorship program?
So one of the key things that we found after we released our first report, Who Gets to Tell Australian Stories, in 2020, and we'll be looking to sort of do the second iteration of that report later this year. But one thing that was very clear in the research is that those that occupy the senior positions of power, in effect, across media organisations, those that are calling the shots at a leadership level, are not representative of broader society. In fact, we found at that point in time when the research was actually done, all of the news directors were Anglo-Celtic men. There was, frankly, no women at that point in time. Now, that picture started to change slightly now, but largely those that occupy the key positions at a leadership and at an executive level, the categories of people that are really missing out and simply just not represented in that cohort are particularly women of colour. So even those women that are creeping into those leadership positions within the media are all of an Anglo-Celtic background, and our research showed that. And so what we are recognising, reading between the lines, is the cohort of individuals that are missing out, and it's not because they don't have merit, it's not because of lack of wanting those positions, but the cohort of people that are clearly not within that those positions and not in those top echelons of society are women of colour, First Nations women, women of culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. And so what we want to do is offer them a mentorship program that recognises precisely some of those barriers.
Now, how challenging is it for women of colour to get these decision-making positions within the media industry?
Our research also showed that in terms of some of the anecdotal, but also part of the surveys that we conducted, people of a culturally and linguistically diverse background spoke about the fact that they do face additional barriers. And so I think in terms of then speaking to the how challenging it is, I mean, we'd love to do more in-depth research into this. But I think speaking anecdotally and hearing about people's experiences, MDA recently launched a social media campaign called Things I've Heard. And what that helped unearth was all the experiences of lots of people in the media landscape that have, you know, had some barriers put up in throughout their career. So to give you an example, Fawzia Ibrahim, who's an ABC news anchor, very clearly a woman of colour, spoke about some of the things that she had heard, which we profiled as part of our Things I've Heard campaign, which you can check out on social media. And, you know, as a woman of colour who's mid-career within her journalism career, she talked about some of the things that she heard, including really early on in her career, being told that Australia wasn't really ready for, you know, someone that looked like her to be a mainstream news anchor. And of course, she's now done that, right? But it just goes to show that these are some of the issues that young women of colour are facing, and these are the barriers that we want to help overcome.
Now, where can participants apply for the mentorship program, and what are the steps to make this program on a national level?
check out our website, mediadiversityaustralia.org. There is a section called, you know, /opportunities. And there we have a section, obviously, that we've just launched on mentorships, but we're also showcasing all the other programs that MDA runs. But in effect, you go to our website to express your interest in this program, and it sets out what, I suppose, some of the key conditions are. And then there is an opportunity for you to apply with your details by sending about information through. So we've just launched today, and it will be open for a period of time, so that we hope that we get lots of different candidates from lots of different backgrounds, sort of mid-career women of colour.
That was CEO of Media Diversity Australia, Mariam Beysade.